Simeon Samach Zayin and Kuf Zayin Mizor Hashem. The halachas of Safik Ispalo, Safik Kor Kriyashma, and Safik Ispalo. The Mechaber says in Simeon Samach Zayin, Safik Im Kor Kriyashma, Chuyiz Vekor Mevorach Lefaneo Lacharel. Al Miyadeh Ashakoro, Al Hashem Asufik Im Vierach Lefaneo Lacharel, Ina Chuyiz Mevorach. The halacha is Safik Kor Kriyashma. Since the Safik Darais Lechumro, the Chiv is to be Chuyiz Vekorei. However, even though the brachos are only with the rabbanan, and we should say savad rabbanan lechula, nevertheless, the halacha is that he's choyz avikuri bebrachos. What's the reason why? We saw in the Rishonim a few different possibilities. Rabbeinu Yonah's mitzadi that by daraisas, when a person has a chiv by a daraisa, a safik daraisa, we say savad daraisa lechumra, and he's mechuyiv to do the mitzvah again, or say the bracha again, whatever, say do the mitzvah again, then in echanam he'd have to be mevarech. Mishabura brings down such a possibility that any time that a person has a suffix by a daraisa, so he's mechuyiv to be mevarech again, which lechura misvara makes a lot of sense. Kolkama that you're mechuyiv, the only reason why you wouldn't make a bracha is because it's a shayla bracha levatala. But kolkama the din of suffix daraisa lechumra tells you that you go lechumra and you're mechuyiv to be do the mitzvah again. So once you're mechuyiv to do the mitzvah again, then in echanami you're mechuyiv to be mevarech again. That which we find, says Mishabura, by tumtum and dragoness, these cases when you get to Milo where it's there the din is to be mal without a bracha, that's because it's a suffix whether or not the person is a bar chiyuva bechlal. But kokama that the person is a vade bar chiyuva, and it's a suffix whether or not he's mekayim mitzchiyuv, then in the chanami itaka would be mechuyuv to be mevarech. The Primogodim's masber, he says the reason why it's different if a person is a vadai bar chiyuva, because he has a cheskas chiyuv, keina cheskas chiyuv. He's for sure chayiv. It's not like somebody is the case that the Mishabur brings down tumtum chayiv etzitzis ukedoyme within milah ba'andreganis. These cases, it's a suffik bechlal whether or not the mechuyev in the first place was there ever a chiyev. Mashenking somebody that has a cheskas chiyev, for example, is a suffik whether or not he took the luluf. So he's a vade bar chiyuva, suffik whether or not he's mekayim the chiyev. So his chazaka is that he was mechuyev when the day came in. He was mechuyev to mekayim the mitzvah. And it's only a suffix whether or not he's mekayim it. So his cheskas chiyuv tells him, chazok de mikara kilu, tells him that he's mechuyev to be mekayim the mitzvah, and therefore he'd be mevarech also. Interesting, al derech zeh, the achreinim, the gdei achreinim, the tzlach, the kiveger, pnei shuakim dumani, they all ask, why not, the Gemara said on that, chofim et beis, noshim bebirchas amazin, are they chayim midarais midarabanan? Nafkimini leinin, if they can be mighty rabbi midei chavasan, mighty achreinim midei chavasan. When you say much more pashut achilik, so the nafkamina is if they're a suffik whether or not they're mevarch. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, tzlach kum demani. Also, Rabbi Kiva Eger maybe says it's like tzvika. The tzlach says that they're kenzan even if they're only mechuyim midrabanan. If they have a suffik whether or not they benched, they have a cheskas chiyuv to say that they're mechuyim. Any time that there's a chazaka to say there's a cheskas chiyuv, then in a chanami, we wouldn't even say safik darabana lakula. We would say safik darabana lakumra. On the meal, in this case, where she knows that she ate and she became a chuyv in birchas amazin, and the safik is whether or not she has to bench, then in a chanami, the cheskas chiyuv would tell us that she's mechuyev to bench, even though it's only darabana. Why don't we say that when you get the brain of pashas? In a chanami, maybe there could be that there's a difference whether or not the ikur chiv is midarais or midarabanan, maybe. But in the chanami, the chayra. In that case, maybe it's different. It's different than a safik. In other words, brina pashas is different than a bracha rishenu kedema that you don't know whether or not there's no cheskas chiv. You're not mechuyev to do it. Chanami. Bechlal, there's a shayla b'negia. Not every time do we say safik darabanan lekula. For example, it's really this yisoy. And that is, if any time that there's a cheskas iser, l'mashal, if you have two pieces of chicken in front of you, one's Kentucky Fried Chicken, it's chicken that was fried in milk, and one of them is a kosher piece, you don't know which one is which. So the halacha is, we say safek darabanan lekula. Let's say if you have one piece and you don't know whether or not it was fried in milk, then in that case we say safek darabanan lekula, and in a chanami you're allowed to eat it. Masha'inkin, where there's two pieces in front of you, and one piece is for sure usser, for sure tried in milk, then both of them are us, and we don't say something about the kula because this is chazik yisur. You know for sure that this is yisur. Either way, lamais, that will be the tzad to be machmer lahalach lamais we paskin that we say safik brachas lakula. All brachas we go lakula except where it's a safik daraisa. The mashal by birchas amazin, There we paskin something the rice of the chumro. Not only that, you even mechuyif to say the fourth bracha we'll see, which is the rabbanon. Once you go back, you go back in gansin. Similarly, by birchas haTorah, we saw that safek darais lechumro, and mameila, if a person is mesupik and he has no way to somebody else to be mighty him, then like the Shagasari says, we choizim bevarich, but only one bracha sheh b'chavanu meulish shebrachis lechori kiddush on Leil Shabbos. If it wasn't yaitin tefila, would also be a safek darais lechumro, and then chami go back benegiah to that also. That which we mevarich on a yontiv sheni, even though it's only a safek darabanan lechero, the safek. Whether or not it's a kviyah diarcha, what ain't it became a kviyah diarcha? Since the ma'aseh word became a kviyah diarcha, l'chura it should be even more than a suffix. You know for sure that you're not mechuyev, but since Chazal were kveya that there's 2 days yontif memelo, that's the kviyah of Chazal. Once there's a kviyah of Chazal, the davar kavua, then it's not mitzat suffix anymore. That's the chiyuv of Chazal, and memelo there's no bracha levatola. For sure, a person would be chayzer and would be mevarach in that case. Now, what's shot by us? How come by us you're mechuyev to say the brachas again? This is even if you hold that the brachas are not brachas on kriyashma. If you hold the brachas are brachas on kriyashma, then you can say maybe like Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina says that it's once you're mechuyev to do the bracha adaraisa, you're mechuyev to mevarech on the mitzvah also. But here, lechura, even if you hold, first of all, not like this Rabbeinu Yoina, and even if you hold that the brachas are not brachas on kriyashma, like the Rashba holds, the brachas are not brachas, the birchas, the mitzvah, and kriyashma. Nevertheless, the Rashba alone says, in Tshuva, but that's the Rambam, and the Chura, the Rashba himself could be maskim, that even if you hold that the brachas are not brachas that were niskan as asher kedishonu mitzvaysav on kriyashma, nevertheless, it was niskan to be said together with kriyashma. That's the mission of Mefurish in the first parak that says, v'shachar mevarach shtayim lefaneo v'achzah chareo, v'arev mevarach shtayim lefaneo shtayim lechareo. It's all one package. It's one chativa achaz. It's one shtik. Chiyuv tefila that Chazal or mechayev, and memeila chol kama that a person is mesupik benegiah to brachos and kriyashma together. Then he says the whole thing together, and that's the chora b'pashas we mentioned in the past. That would be the tzad that brachos not just the tzad according to the gedolei rishonim. There's a possibility the rach, the brachos are ma'akvos. Where do we ever find that brachos are ma'akvos? It's the same yisayid over here. It's the same yisayid that the brachos of kriyashma with kriyashma are different than every other. Din of birchas mitzvahs with the mitzvah. It was niskan to be said altogether, and if you don't say it altogether, kenzan, you're not even b'yetziv. You don't say the brachas. You say one bracha, you don't say the other bracha. You say the brachas, you don't say kriyashma. You say kriyashma without saying the brachas. It's possible you're going to be yetziv. You're not going to be yetziv kriyashma, even though you said kriyashma and you didn't say the brachas. Lamaisa, that's how we paskin, like the Rambam says, that choyzer mevarich lefaneo lacharel. Now, lechura, we would say, if that's the case, that it was all niskan to be said together, then even if you vadai said the brachos of kriyashma, and you said a suffix, whether or not you said kriyashma, chur mitzvah, you could say the same thing. If kriyashma was niskan to be said together with the brachos, then once you, even though you said the brachos vadai, when you're a suffix on the kriyashma, when you say kriyashma, you have to say it together with the brachos. However, that's not the case. Like the Bir Halacha points out, Aruch HaShulchan Nemzon Kupshutoi, and you have to say, because Chazal were misakin to say kriyashma and brachos, and once you're mekayim vadai the brachos, then in a chanami you don't have to be a choizer to be mevarich. Now if you look there in the Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan says something interesting also. He says it's pashit that if a person knows that he said emes v'yasiv, then he doesn't go back and say kriyashma. Why? Because tzirchei noket v'azul. Truth is that the Mishnah Berurah himself brings this down at the end, the last line of the Mishnah Berurah. Im yirdei ha-shamar emes v'yasiv v'ein ha-zorichim kar kriyashma, das al yiraba de'ein ha-choizer. V'gam rayim el-ayel simen samach dalet v'ayim b'prim ha-gadim. Heard a raya that we say Sirach Noket Vazil, Vaim Prima Gadim. It's also Malay Pirish. Looked in the Prima Gadim says there's a big difference. Sirach Noket Vazil, we say Benegiah to whether or not you are holding in the first parasha or the second parasha. And he says the second parasha is only Midar Abanan. So we could say Sirach Noket Vazil by Midar Abanan. But over here we're handling the whole Kriyashma. Our case was the guy spaced out and he doesn't remember. He knows he says Abrecha Balmi Yisrael Bihava. And he just pushed it, can't remember what happened after that. And the next thing he knows, he's holding his tzitzis and he's kissing them La'ad. What? Where am I holding? What happened? I said Shema. I didn't say Shema. So there, in Chanami Lachura, if you're holding ready there, according to the way this Eli Rabbi says, Zirchei Noket Va'azel, and we say, yes, you vadai said Kriyashma. I'm Prima Gadim. It says, no, you don't say that by Daraisa. We already saw, for those of us that were Zeicha to see at the end of Hilchos Nido, that in the Pesach Tshuva, that maybe you don't say Zirchei Noket Va'azel when it comes to Big Maisa. You don't say, oh, obviously, if I'm eating breakfast, I must have davened the entire Shachar. Because like certain things you wouldn't forget. You're not going to forget if you daven entire shacharis. However, lemaisa the stimas mishabur is the chorim mashma, and that's the pshitas in the Aruch HaShulchan, that if a person is holding, he's holding the tzitzis in his hand, and he knows he said emes v'yas, if he doesn't know if he said kriyashma, in a chanami, he's not mechoyev to go back and say kriyashma. L'chora, if we don't go like the Chavis Das, it's in Kuf Yud, Chavis Das is mechadash a big chiddush, that a person that says kriyashma, adaita dechiyuva, and he's not mechoyev, then it's a shayla of haskar shem shamayim levatol. The same way that by a bracha, we say that, also b'negi get to kriyashma, even though kriyashma is only psukim. It's in the Chavis Das, it's in Yerideas, and in Kuf Yud. However, lemaisa most paiskim kundamani do not go that way. It's only psukim. L'chor, you don't really have what to lose to say kriyashma afterwards. So mamela, you might as well chop the prima gadim. However, l'chor ledino, you're not mechuyev to if you know that you sirchenochet vazel. Remember, kundamani last time that I asked Berkowitz, last time we learned this 10 years ago, I asked Berkowitz how far we could take the sirchenochet vazel. Kundamani said that even if you're holding by tachnon, you could reckon that you probably said shmei nesei. Says unless you have a reason to think not that way. Sometimes a person just catches with the tip of his tongue, it could be that he should have played, and then the chazin is saying, Hashem alekechem emes, and he's really holding by the halalukas, and he says, v'yatsiv enochem, because he's spacing out. But b'atim he's holding the halalukas. So it could very well be that that's what happened, and then there's no sircha nakat v'azol, my friend. I'm sorry, you didn't daven the whole entire davening in 2.4 minutes. So, but b'pash the senechanami, l'chura, if there's no reason to say not, then we would be able to say the svara of sircha nakat v'azol. One more thing the Aruch HaShulchan says is that the only time that we say Safik Kara Kriya Shema, your chorizer are on the brachis, is only within the first 3 hours. But in the fourth hour, there we don't say Safik Kara, it's not the Zman of Kriya Shema, we wouldn't say it. However, Lamaisa Mishabur Paz is not that way. Mishabur says we have up until the end of the fourth hour, even though Lachur, the brachis, the only reason why being chorizer is a chiddush, the only reason why being chorizer on the brachis is because of the Kriya Shema, and the Kriya Shema can't be Yaitse now. Nevertheless, the Mishabur says that we would. He says, Machma Safik, you would say the brachis again up until the fourth hour, if you have a Safik. Now, that's with regard to the Esam Kriyashma. With regard to Yitzias Mitzrayim, there's a Shaila whether or not, when you have a Safik, whether or not you said Parshas Vayomer and Parshas. You said Parshas Vayomer and you said Emes V'yatziv or Emes V'emuna at night. So we saw this Machlekes Achrenim, Mr. Brewer brings down Machlekes Achrenim. It seems that the Magen Avraham and the Taz and the Bach, they all go, if you have a Safek whether or not you said Emes V'yatziv, you said Vayomer and you said Emes V'yatziv, then you say both of them together. It's also a package there. It's all an Indian of Zechirat Yetzias Mitzrayim, and mainly you say both of them. L'maisa, the Mr. Brewer paskins that not that way. He passed like the Shagas Aryeh, and the Bir Alacha, it's not so clear in the Mishnah Berurah, but in the Bir Alacha he says it, Lehedyo. Oid kasafti Mishnah Berurah, b'shem HaShagas Aryeh, le'ini mistafik lo yamame parashat tzitzis v'emes v'yatziv, shaloi lo'yme rak parashat tzitzis. The only thing that you go back is you say parashat v'yomer, and you do not say the other bracha. Since you could be yaitzi with v'yomer, then memelo, you wouldn't go ahead and say the bracha, because the shayla bracha v'atala, shayla bracha to say bracha to Hashem Gal Yisrael. Each line, if you could stop before bracha to Hashem Gal Yisrael, then you'll chop the other shitas. Savis now you're not being masmech gulu l'tvilo. That's what the Shagas Ari passes when I get to the morning. When it comes to night time, if a person has a suffix whether or not he said vayomer and emes v'emuno, then he says that you don't say vayomer, you only say emes v'emuno. What's the difference? The difference is kibshutai. Shagas Ari says that at night there's no chiyuv tzitzis. The etzem why they were masak in the parasha of tzitzis at night, of parasha of Yomer, is because of the chiyuv of tzitzis. There's also an inis clearance of Mitzrayim. So during the day, where your shayla is whether or not you're going to be yaitzeh, he says it's better to say parasha of Yomer, where you have also parasha of tzitzis and also clearance of Mitzrayim. But at night, where you don't, all you have is clearance of Mitzrayim, it's better to say emes v'emuno, that way you have clearance of Mitzrayim, and you have also the kiyum of the bracha of kriyashma. Now it happens to be that it's not just Tzir Tzitzis Mitzrayim. We saw the Gemara in Daf Yud Gimel says that there's five other things in addition to Tzitzis and Tzir Mitzrayim why we say Parshas Vayomer. But those are not Sibus in and of itself to be Mechayev a person to say Vayomer. It's if you're saying Vayomer, if you have to say Tzir Tzitzis Mitzrayim or Tzitzis, then we'll add in these other. It's better to take Parshas Vayomer because it has these other things. We saw in Ma'arava, we saw the Gemara says in Daf Yud Aleph that in Ma'arava they wouldn't say Parshas Vayomer at night. There's all the other things, das minim, and das, all these things, here, avir, and nevertheless, it's not enough of a reason to say it. If you're saying it anyhow, then we'd rather Parshas Vayomer. L'maisa, that's the Shagat Ari goes, that is the difference between the morning and the night. During the day, if a person is specific whether or not he said Vayomer and Emes V'Yatev, then he says just Vayomer. At night, if he's specific, then he says just Emes V'Emunah. That's how the Mishnah Berurah goes. Sounds like halacha l'maisa. Now, the etzem chiyuv of Zechir Sitzis Mitzrayim, it's a suffix whether or not Mishnah Berurah brings down Herach le'chiyach mishas u'masik de'inu yoytzei de'chayva b'hir, even though it says Mantizkor Yisrim Seitzno Me'aretz Mitzrayim, which Zechir is usually b'machshava. You're just remembering. Nevertheless, the Sheish Zechir is best to be not mechuyev to say out loud. B'pashtus. Maybe some of them yes, some of them no. We know Zechiris Amalek is once a year, that there is a chiv to say, L'maisa, the Shagasari, it's Machlokes Achreinu, the Shagasari, is Mitzadit, is Moichiach, that in Echonam you're Mechuyev to say it, B'peh. Dorilam asked me, what's the story with being Mechavin? Do you have to be Mechavin to what you're saying? It's considered a Zechiro, if you don't, in Echonam, you don't have to, there's no chiv, the chiv is to say B'peh, and not B'machshavu. However, when you say Pepeh, do you have to be thinking that it's a Zechir Sitzis Mitzrayim or not? So I saw that in Pnini Tvila from Rabbi Yashiv, that he brings down here that Rabbi Yashiv, that you're Mechuyiv to. It's Pasha that you're Mechuyiv to. He says, even though you don't have, you need Pirish Amilim, we don't find that there's Kavana for Pirish Amilim, and it's Pasha that somebody that just made Aliyah from France and he doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh, that you could be Yoytze from Zechiris, Mechias Amalek, even though there's a chiv to say it out, seriously, Mechias Amalek, you could be Yetzer with just listening to it, even though you don't know the Pir Shamilin. However, you still have to know what's being said. You have to know that they're talking about Zechiris Mechias Amalek. And the same thing with Zechiris Yetzias Mitzrayim. You have to know that they're talking about Zechiris Yetzias Mitzrayim. I saw the Maduris in the Dirshu, they actually were Mitzrayim that Pnini Tvila, I found afterwards. And from Yashim, they said, Rav Chaim said not that way. Chaim says it's enough to say it. I would say that that's the theme of Mishnah Berurah also. Mishnah Berurah does not mention anything about it. Mishnah Berurah talks, we saw in Siman Reish Lametes, that the Mishnah Berurah said that you could be Seimich when you're davening Mariv at the regular time. You could be Seimich on the what the Chai Adam says, that if you're davening Kafi the way that Chazal or Mesakim, then even if you weren't Mechav in the Chatzila, I'm being Yaitz in the midst of Kriyashma, I'm being Yaitz in the midst of Zechir Sitzis Mitzrayim. The very fact that you're davening Kafi Shetiknu Chazal, Nichlan on that is I want to be Mekayim, whatever Chazal said. Well, you should have told me that at least I have to have in mind the Kavana of Zechir Sitzis Mitzrayim, that you're being Mechav to be Yaitz in the midst of. Maybe over there he understood, and then Pshuta, he's not talking about it over there. But the over here, he should have said it. Should have said it somewhere. Should have said it here. Should have said it in Kriyat Shema. Should have said it. Should have told you the Zin. There's a special halacha in Shulchan Aruch that says even if you hold mitzvahs, ain't a tzrichas kavana. Nevertheless, you have to have kavana. You have to know what you're saying in the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema l'kuli alma. He never mentions it anywhere. L'chor the simas Mishnah Berurah is mashma that the schiru bepeh is enough, even if he's not thinking about it. Now, certainly that's b'diyaveh. The chatzilah, the purpose of the schira is to think about what it is. Kriyat Shema. That what's that? Even if he doesn't know, as long as he's maskir, that's what? That's a ma'aser kreif. But we know that with a ma'aser kreif, you can be here to the whole Kriyat Shema. The loch is if a person doesn't know if he's holding the first v'chasavtim and the second v'chasavtim. It means the guy is spacing out of his box. Nevertheless, there's no idea. We say sircha nakat vazel. Subconscious. It's also subconsciously. The guy is saying that he doesn't really know. The guy doesn't know. The loch is he looks around to see where the other one's holding. That's what we paskin. Mishnah Berurah says. What's that? So he doesn't know what it is? There's no kavana be'etzim. You have to know that you're being mazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's all. You have to know that you're being mazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's enough. That's enough. To be mazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's enough. That's the time Shiloh ben Geter Chayodim. If a person doesn't know that it's even a mitzvah, does the pasta say the Torah of the Chayodim? You don't even know that it's a mitzvah. Right? Now we saw maybe that's telling the Ran in the Bir Aloch and Simin Samach. A person has to know that it's Yontif. A person has to know. If a person doesn't even know that it's Yontif, then we don't say that. That's fine. And Chanami. V'da'oy, the dafkim who yodea shu chayev adayim emitzah zu shu oisev. Musava shu potu mimenu, kan shenot alul v'yem rishin the sukkas, the kusava shu erev sukkas. Says lo yotza, right? Kul yama lo yotza. That was the Bir Lacha said. If a person doesn't know that it's a mitzvah b'chalal, yesh lai, and Chanami, that's not Mashiach. L'chur, that's what will come out. L'chur, Stimas HaMishnah Berurah, is you don't find anywhere that he's masker it. Not here, and not when he talks about by Noshim. L'chur, he should have mentioned it by the Noshim somewhere. Even though he says that they're chayim tzchinis yitzchayim, he doesn't mention that you have to have kavana for what it is. We found v'negeah to the special din in v'negeah to three mitzvahs, tefillin, tzitzis, and sukkah, that it says, the Bach says, that it says Laman in the Torah, you have to have special kavana. That's the Mishnah Berurah brought down. That's additional kavana, even if you hold it the same as kavana. Here he doesn't mention anything. L'chorro could be yotzi even without it. He has to? L'chatchila. But even L'chorro, afilu lo yishmila, as nam yotze. L'chorro. As long as you set it out. Behir in a chanam, you're not yotze. But as long as it's shmila oznav, even if it's not a shmila oznav, then you're yotze. That's the lachis of Sofik Kara Kriyashma. Sofik Tfil.
On the Kavana thing, the Mishnah brings some cipher that says that you can't be Yetzer with Aziyashik because it's only about Kriyash Yamsuf and not because. Some cipher afterwards also says that there's another problem that he wasn't Mechavin by Aziyashik. And the Mishnah Berurah does not bring that Chelik to some cipher.
It could be because that's not a Hazkara of Yetzis Mitzrayim, Bechal. It's a chelik yitzis mitzrayim, but kokama that you'd be.
That's
yoyim tzitz chomeretz mitzrayim. But if a person is mazkir the inyan of yitzis mitzrayim, even though the yitzis mitzrayim is said in conjunction with az yashir, that's fine. But if you're not even be mazkir the inyan of yitzis mitzrayim, maybe there it's different. In echanam lechura la halacha. Actually, we go with this. It's interesting, like you're saying, that the Mishnah Berurah does not bring down that chelik. We saw that there's machlokes apreiskim whether or not it's enough to be mazkirt oz yashir is enough for his chiyus yitzis mitzrayim. L'maaser b'kiva eger was machriya like the edim, like some sefer, that it's not enough. You need l'man tizkirs yom tzeis chomeretz mitzrayim. You have to be mazkirt yitzis mitzrayim yom tzeis tzav. V'chatchila the din is also to be mazkirt machas b'chores, like we saw in the Shmoyis Rabbah. There is a Torah sefer in some of the Madures. They quote the Medrash as saying that if you weren't Mazkir Makas Bechoris, then you have to go back. Well, the Medrash doesn't say that. He says if you weren't Mazkir Tzitzis Mitzrayim, you have to go back. But Makas Bechoris, Bechor, you're Yotzi with that, and that's the Mashmoyis of Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah never says you have to be Mazkir Makas Bechoris. It says any Pasuk of Haskar Tzitzis Mitzrayim would be enough. L'maisa, there's an Indian to be Mazkir Makas Bechoris, which is the Bracha of Emes Riyatev. Simin Kuf Zayin. A mesufik mispal v'din tefilas nedava. Imu mesufik mispal choyin is mispal v'in eser l'chadishum davar. Just to be mesakim the ikar shitas. Actually, I put out on the Marmo Kemis, which I'm going to be giving out, a sikum of the Beis Yosef. Even though I hope the whole olam is finished kuf zayin, but I see from after the fact that the olam is definitely kedai to be mesakim the Beis Yosef. So it was mesakim the Beis Yosef as the entire shakla v'tarya of Sif Aleph. So maybe for the olam that was once a little bit of a chazara, you can look at that. Just in Misak and the Ikra Shitas, without going through the whole Beis Yosef, there's basically three Ikra Shitas when you get to the members that we saw in the Gemara. We saw three members in the Gemara. There's the member of Shmuel, member of Rabbi Yochanan, Safak Ispal, Safak Lai Ispal. The Rabbi Lezer said, Einu Chayz Mispal, and Rabbi Yochanan was Chaylik, and he said, but Pashtas Rabbi Yochanan was Chaylik. For some reason, Rabbeinu Yoina says that they're not Chaylik. The Bach is Matmiya, Iblad Sarachim. The Bepashas of Yechanan is Chaylik, and he says, Halavai Shispal al Mekorloim. Chayzim Ispal, Halavai Shispal al Kolayim Kulim. Then we had two members of Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shmuel. First member is if a person is Amik Shemina Esrei, and remembers in the middle they already davened, Paisik Afilu Be'emtsa. The second member is Bola Beis HaKnesses, and Amat Tzivim Ispalim, Im Yochal Echadish Ba'dover Mechadish, Vim Lava Echadish. The Gemara makes a trichosa where we need both halachas of Rabbi Yehuda and Rishmol that tell you basically the same thing. It's really the diuk of the first halacha. The first halacha is that paisik afilu be'emtza, and you're not supposed to be mespalel another tefillah. And the second halacha is if you come into a shul and they're davening, you're not supposed to daven another tefillah. Why do we need both members? The Gemara makes a tzricha so. I would thought maybe if you're in the middle, you should continue. Or I thought that if you're the first time was without a tzibur, the second time with a tzibur, you should be able to daven. Kamash mala not tefe. L'alach l'maisa Rashi Paskins, he brings down the Shita Sabahag, that says, the Rabbi Yechen, when he said, Alavai Shispalom Kol HaKuloi, the Pashtas, he was going even by Vada Yispalom. Even if you were Vada Yispalom, Alavai Shispalom Kol HaKuloi. But we don't paskin like him, Benegiyat HaVadai. We only paskin like him, Benegiyat HaSafik. Safik is following passing like Rabbi Yechanan to be his follow again. By Vade Yispalo, then we pass like Shmuel, that says that you're Paisik Be'emtzo, and you're not Mispalo again. That's how Rashi goes. What's the story? Can you daven, if you Vade daven, can you daven a Tfilas Nadava with a Chiddush? That we don't have any Raya, but you get to Rashi, what Rashi holds. Rashi, Sasam Alei Pirish, we don't know, as the Aruch HaShulchan points out. That's Shitas Rashi. That means Rabbi Yochanan was talking even by Vadai. He's being Chirlik on Shmuel. We pass like Rabbi Yochanan when he gets to Safik, and we pass like Shmuel when he gets to Vadai. That's the first Shita. The second Shita is the Riyan Taisvis, Rabbi Yoyna, Rav Haigrin. That the halacha is that by Safik is Balakan Zain, that there's no machlaikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel. And Rabbi Yochanan was going when he gets to Safik. By Safik we say, Halavai Shisbal Adam Kolon Kuloi, and there you don't need a Chiddush. The very fact that you were a Safik the first time, and now you're daming another Tvila, Ein Lecho Chiddush Goldo Mizeh, have to figure out what that means, Ein Lecho Chiddush Goldo Mizeh, and you're allowed to daven another Tvila without being Mechadish Baidavar. If a person is a Vada Yisbalo, then you should not daven another Tvila, unless he wants to be Mechadish Baidavar. Then he's allowed to daven another Tvila with a Chiddush, Sai if he's davening be a Chiddush, Sai if a Yochid is davening together with a Tzibur. But a tzibur as a whole cannot daven a tefillas nedava. A yachid, whether he's davening by himself or with a tzibur, he's mechadash by davar. According to these shitas, the Rabbeinu Yoyna and Ravai, there's no machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan was talking about a safik, and Rabbi Yochanan was talking about a vader. But sai v'sai, anytime that a person wants to daven a real tefillas nedava, because he already davened before, and then he needs a chiddush. The last shita is the shita sarif. The rif seems to not mention Chiddush Bechlal, and he says it's all Gventach. It depends whether or not what your das is at the time that you want to daven a second time. If you want to daven another time Beturas Choivo, it's Aser. If you want to daven Beturas Nedava, then it's Mutter. Sai if you're davening Beachidus, Sai if you're davening Betzibur, we can leave that Rabbeinu Yonah's Pshat in the Rif for now. That's the way the Beis Yosef learns. And in a Chanami, you would never need a Chiddush according to the Rif. And a Tzibur can never daven a Tfilas Nedava. Lamaisa, the way the Mishnah, the Machaber Paskin, Zimu Musupik and Mispalo, Choyzim Mispalo, Ve'ena Tarach Lachadashim Dover, Avon Barishi Mispalo, Ena Choyzim Mispalo, Bele Chiddush. That's like the Rav, Shitas of the Rishenim, Rav Haigoin, the Ri, Rabbeinu Yoino, that hold that by Safik you don't have to be Mispalo with a Chiddush, by Vada, Mispalo, but only with a Chiddush. La'alach Lamaisa, the Bir Alacha brings down the Chaya Adam, he says, Vizmanena, we don't do that. We don't do this anymore. We don't do this Safik and Mispalo. We're not Chayzim Mispalo v'Chiddush because La'alacha we're supposed to be Masna, like the Rashba says, the Mishnah Berurah brings down. Person should be Masna, and he should say Maman of Shach. If I daven already, I want this to be a Teres Nadava, and if I didn't daven already, then it should be my Teres Chayvo. Why do we do this? So the best reason why we do it is because what happens if a person realizes in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei that he already davened? So then he's stuck because you can't daven. If he started off davening with Teres Chayva and then he realized that he davened already, you can't switch to a nedava in the middle. The Rashba says you could. Lamaisa Rav Rishenim say that you can't. A carbon can only be either Arila or a Chatos. It can't be two things together. You can't have also a Chayv and also a nedava. But Meila Kolkama that he started with Teres Chayv, you can't switch to nedava in the middle. Vashinkin, if you made it Tanai, so then you said, if I'm a choyev, it's a choyev, and if I'm not a choyev, then it's a nedava. And b'meila, if a person remembers in the middle, so nechanami turns into a nedava, and then he just tarach lechadish by davar. But if that's the case, you have to make it tonight, then how can you make it tonight that if I'm not a choyev, it should be a nedava, b'zmanenu, we don't have it, it feels a nedava. Hazei zok techai adam. L'maisa, the Bir Halacha is mitzadeh not that way, and the Aruch HaShulchan also is mitzadeh not that way. This is Bizmanenu, even if we don't do straight Tfilas Nedavas. However, any time that a person is Mesupik, then in a Chanami, a person is allowed to daven Bitnai. And this is Mashma that it's even by Marv. Even by Marv, which is a Suffolk whether or not you're Mechuyev in the first place, nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says you would go back and you make a Tnai. Altsari is the Tev Yir Lechadish by Dover Bechazar, he says. Memela, that's how we go, Lalach Lamaisa. However, Lamaisa, a person should make a extra effort to try to be Mechavin. That's what we're worried about. And since there's a big Tzad that it's in a Davo, Memela, try to be Mechavin. Mireshi Ve'atzef. I heard from Berkowitz, that's how we go, like this Mishnah Berurah, that we do Davin Al Tanai. Now, what's the halacha if a person is a suffolk in this battle, he wakes up in the morning and he can't remember for the life of him if he davened Marv last night or not. He can't remember. Usually he davened at a certain minion. He didn't daven at the minion, it was by a chasana, he can't remember. Did he daven by the chasana? He cannot daven. He probably doesn't remember. Is there a din of tashlumin when you get to a suffolk is pal? Can you also make a tashlumin b'tanai? If I'm a chuyiv b'davar, if I didn't daven, so then it should be my tfilas tashlumin. If I did daven, then it should be tfilas nadova. So the truth is that the bir halacha and the simen kufches, the first bir halacha says, nistapakti suffolk is pal shachres eloi, va'overzman shachres imashlima b'mincho eloi. The shemalei tiknu de mashlima va'overzman el b'vadi lo yispal, v'lo yibesuffik. Can't say the whole din tashlumin is only by vade lo yispal. By suffik lo yispal, then in chanami, l'chur, there's no, there's yesh la'ayin whether or not there's a din of tashlumin. So what does a person do? He wakes up in the morning, shachris, then l'chur, and he doesn't know whether or not he daven ma'arav or not. The best thing l'chur to do in such a case, according to Mishnah Berurah, who's misafik, it's l'chur another reason not to daven. B'chlal, the Chayadim says, b'zmanenu, we don't daven any else, tefilas nadava. Here, b'chlal, we have a suffik whether or not you should even be davening a tefilas nadava, tashlumin, for such a thing. The chur over here, it's not so posh that you should be davening, even if you want to philosophize on the Mishnah Berurah beforehand, but over here, there's another suffik. Chur, it's not so posh you should be davening. The chur, the good eitz would be to be a shatz. Be the shliach tzibur, daven a second shmirna esrei, and have in mind. Where do we see that? We'll see that in a second. That's the Mishnah Berurah's eitz later on. From the Prima Gadim. We'll get to that in a second. You have in mind? And then in a chalam, you be masna by, if this is a, the question is, can you be masna that should be a tefilas nedava and be mighty the rabbi b'day chayvasam? What? Anytime that a person is davening a shas, any shas that really a person is having that in mind. But over here, you have a bigger tzad. That's only if no one's being yaitse. There the, Yishla. You have a chiyuv shatz. Are you being mighty somebody else? Your tefilas nadava could be mighty somebody else's tefilas chayv. You're not being mighty anybody. That's the chayva of the shatz is to be mighty. First of all, you don't know whether or not you're being mighty achir midei chayvasam. It could very well be that you are. We'll get to that in a minute. There's a lot of different scenarios that it's very possible that you are being mighty somebody. Like we'll see in a second. So you want to say that over here, if you don't know if you're, no, I don't know, the next morning, I don't know if we say the same thing. You want to say the same thing, if you don't remember the next morning already, then we find that there's a big chilek when it gets to hiskir me'in amarero. If you're, the suffolk right away, or the suffolk after lachazman? Suffolk right away, we say pashas yin insane. Lachazman, we say not that way. And even Ricky Vager is a chiddush, lachara. That's a Ricky Vager. Is a chiddush. Where do we see such a tzad? The Mishnah Berurah is mitzayin to it. I don't know if the Eilam saw it. Ayin lekamam simir kuf chavdal. The halacha is that the only time that you say you could daven a tefilas nadava is during churl, a churl tefilah. Mashen kein benegei to Shabbos and Yontif that there's no tefilas nadava, there's no karbanis nadava, but there's also no tefilas nadava. So what should you do if a person is mesubik whether or not he said shachris on if you daven shachris and it's still time for shachris? What does he do? Says the Mishnah, says the Bir Halacha in kuf chavdalin sef aleph. Misha Safak Lai Mispal Shachris Bishabis and Musaf Khalamaid, Shekasavnu Bisimin Kuf Zayin, the Ena Yokalach Zul Spalam, Matam Dan Yokalachavin Zuba Benedava, Mikomakam Yeshli Takonin Liya Shliach Tiber, Mikhoizer Atvila Bishvila Takonin, Vietinami Misafik. Khoizer Atvila Bishvila Takonin, Vietinami Misafik. That's talking about that he's a shat. He's a shat and it's a Safak whether or not it's a Nedava, and according to Mishnah Berurah, Lachura, it's not a problem to do that, from the Prima Gadim. May Lachura, in our case also, Al Tzedin Tashlumin, L'chur, you should be able to say the same thing. The guy wakes up the next morning and he says that he wants to be Yotze. He wants to be a shat, so he can be Yotze, Zchiv, Tashlumin, Misafik. L'chur, Ken Zayin, we'd have the same svar to say that he should be able to be Yotze, Misafik. Could be, you could be Yotze with the shats also. Can you be Yotze with the shats? That's a shat, we have to wait for later. Can you be Yotze with the shats? Here's Shmuel Nesser, a person that's the suffolk whether or not he's daven. Listen to the shats and you'll be Yotze with his we'll have to wait for later on to see that Bezer Hashem. Now what happens? This is all in a scenario of a person that's a suffolk whether or not he davened or not. What happens if the guy was, like we said, the question that we asked, he's facing out during spacing out during, it's possible to mute. If he's spacing out during Shmini Esrei and by accident, and he says nu, and he doesn't remember if he said Baruch Aleinu or if he said Shema Kaleinu, he doesn't know where he's holding. Which bracha is he holding? He knows for sure he said Rifa'einu because he davened for a chaylim. So he knows for sure he said that bracha. His only question is after that, what happened? What bracha is he holding in? What did he do in such a case? Says the Chaya Adam in Kol Chav Dalet, Hamisnamnim bitvilosei misiva acheres. A guy's dozing off or whatever the reason is. Vayner day beis bracha oimid. In begimel rishaynes, chayz l'reish. If it's a suffix in the first three brachas, chayz l'reish. In begimel achaynes, chayz l'retzei. Av moimid beim tzeyais. But if he's in the middle of brachas, somewhere baruch aleinu, shema kaleinu, he doesn't remember where. Nearly the maskil mi bracha sheyedea bevade sheloy amra. Av amasha mistapik in tarach lachzer v'tarachim. He says, you only go back to the bracha, you know for sure that you didn't say. However, you don't go back to Baruch Aleinu. You only go to Shema Kaleinu, or if you have a suffix, whether or not Shema Kaleinu, that's really, you know for sure you didn't finish up Shema Kaleinu. Maybe you just said Shema Kaleinu, that's what you're holding. It's either Baruch Aleinu or Shema Kaleinu. You don't know which one it is. Then you go to Shema Kaleinu, he says, you don't go back. It's Arachim. What's the suffix? Says the Nishmas Adam, and he buys it from the Halacha of Unzer Simon. He says that L'chura, it's a suffix bracha, suffix bracha is L'hakol. Ah, we find that if a suffix is Baal, the halacha is that you're in Baal Teres Nedava. But in our case, you can't do a Teres Nedava. Because what you started off as a Teres Chayva. And now your middle brachas you want to do as a Teres Nedava? This Chati Chayva, Chati Nedava we saw, except for the Rajba, Rav Rishonim hold, you can't do that. So you can't have a tefillah which is Chati Chayva and Chati Nedava. Male, in such a case, you're stuck. We say suffix brachas lakula, suffix derabana lakula, and you only continue from the last bracha that you know for sure you didn't say. Says the stipler in Kilos Yakir in Simon Yudayin, says the stipler, he says, no. That's only if you understand that when a person has a suffix, a person skips a bracha. What happens if a person skips a bracha in Shemayin Esrei? Is he Yoytzi all the rest of the brachas? He just skipped a bracha? Or is Bechal Na'yitzi Shemayin Esrei? Chazal Mesakish Shemayin Esrei brachas. If you didn't say all Shemayin Esrei brachas, you're not Yoytzi anything. He says, that's the Chur of the Pashtus. He brings Rayas. At the end, he brings from Rishonim, he brings from Yerushalmi. That's the Chur of Mashmalaikim. But he names on that if you didn't say a bracha, then you weren't Yaitz Shemayin Esrei Bechlal. But Mela, if you have a suffix whether or not you said the middle bracha, you can't continue from Shema Kaleinu. That's bracha levatalas. Because on the tzad that you didn't say it, then you're not Yaitz Shemayin Esrei. If you're not Yaitz Shemayin Esrei, then don't continue from Shema Kaleinu. You're just going to be saying more and more bracha levatalas. Azizak the stipler. But Mela says the stipler in Acharam, you go back. You go back to the bracha of Baruch Aleinu, you're stuck. It's a catch 22. What are you supposed to do? You can't say Safak Darabana Lakula in such a case. Because Safak Darabana Lakula is going to make it that the rest of the brachas are going to be brachas Avatal. Because you're not going to, Kenzan, you're not being Yetish Menetzer. That's the exact stipler. I saw in the Pnina Tfilo, he's Marich, when he gets to this, he brings down a whole shir from Rav Yashar gave on this. He brought down the Chaya Adam, and he's Chirlik on the Chaya Adam also, like the stipler. But he says, Imishum Tainas the stipler. The Mechotan, he says, you could tie no, not that way. He says, his whole lamdis is only if you understand that Safik Derabban and Lakula means that in a Hanami you didn't say the Bracha, and Chazal say, when you have a Safik, you don't have to say it. But Kenzai, the din of Safik Derabban and Lakula means, it's Kilo as if you said it. Safik Derabban and Lakula means you're allowed to name on that you said it. It's Kilo as if you said it. He brings a Raya from the famous Ran, Benegat Sebo, in Psachim, Ein Sham, Benegat Safik Derabban and Lakula. But he says, Tzavu D'Rabbanan makes it that it's ki'ilu as if you said the brachas. Mamele, and Hanami. It's not, you have no problem that you didn't say those brachas and the rest of the brachas are brachas of Atal. It's ki'ilu as if you said them. That's the Tzavu D'Rabbanan Kula. But he tanit me tzad acher, you have to go back. He says, that's really the yisayi that we see in Simon Tzamach Zayin, Bechlal, that any time that you're in the middle of the brachas, then Chazal were misake in the middle of Kriyashma, even though it's only Tzavu D'Rabbanan, in the middle of the brachas, Chazal told you that you have to go back. By Sir Chinochet Va'ozel, the halacha is a person who's stopping and he says, the first chasavtim, the second chasavtim. He goes back to the first chasavtim. Aye, let's say Safik Darabanim Lakula, Frekta Rishainim. Rabbeinu Yoina asks, if you hold that Kriyashma is only Darabanim, we should say Safik Darabanim Lakula. He says, no, once you're in the middle, you have to say Vita Davsain. You have to say it the way the Chazal were Mesakin. You have to know for sure that you said it. But if a guy's in the middle of Shmaina Esrei, and he doesn't know whether or not he said the entire Shmaina Esrei, Chazal Mesakin, you have to say Shmaina Esrei, and even you know for sure that you said it. Kokam that you're a Safik, and you're in the middle of the Bracha, in the middle of the Tefillah, then you go back. Safik Bracha Zakula, it's a Bracha Levatal, it's not. Because Chazal were Mesakin, that you have to say it. Anytime the Chazal tell you that you have to say something, then it's not a Bracha Levatal. Kokamani you're mechuyif to say it. It doesn't make a difference if you're mechuyif to say it only machma safik because they kach teknu chazal. Whatever the reason is, the chazal told you have to say it. Memela you have to say it. And in a chanami, it's not a problem of bracha vatol. Says Rabbi Yashiv, you have to go back. They bring down over there that Reb Chaim Kanievsky asked this question to the Chazon Ish, how do we pass him? And the Chazon Ish also, he went like this, but he says, oh, your father has a shtickle about it in Sefer. He says, and he's right. He's gerecht. Memela, the stipler, the Chazon Ish, Rabbi Yashiv, they all went that in a chanami you go back to the original bracha. The way that I heard from Berkowitz is that we passed in like the Chai Adam, not like the stipler. I saw in the Isha Yisrael, the Sefer Analachas, he also names on like that we passed like the Chai Adam. Somebody told me there's a Maisa that happened. I can't remember what the outcome of the story was, but we saw Reisman tell one of his shurim that he was in the hospital once and he woke up after a surgery or some sort of something that he had in the hospital, and he realized he has to daven. He davened and Kinnira, not all the anesthesia wore off, and in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei he was mizbalba and he didn't remember where he was holding. Memela, what's he supposed to do? He can't get out of bed, he can't ask anybody, there's nothing to do. He picks up the phone and he calls Rav Pam, his Rebbe, in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and asks him, what is he supposed to do? Do we go back and we go forward? I don't remember what he said. Somebody told me, he says he's 95% sure that he said that like the Chai Adam. You continue from the Vayter on. I said, that's what I heard. But I heard Rav Berkowitz went to the Taina that the best thing to do in such a case, is what we mentioned beforehand, is wait for the shots and be yoytzi the middle brachas with the shots. That time we're going to go like the Chai Adam. And in Chanami, we'll go maybe with the lum, just like Rav Yashiv is saying, that the Rabban on the Kula makes it a kilo as we said it. Or that you could be yoytzi Shmoneh Esrei even if you were medalig. You missed the middle bracha. The best thing to do is listen to the shots, the middle bracha, the biyotzen. Even though you say amen to the bracha, that's a good question. When you say amen to the bracha, if you're being yotzen with the bracha, it wouldn't be a hefsek if you're being yotzen. Even though you could be yotzen without amen, you're mechuyev to say amen if you want to be yotzen, but you are yotzen even if you don't say amen. Even though it's not so pashut bizmanenu that you could be yotzen Shmoneh Esrei the first bracha with the shots. And it says, Mishnah Berurah says, we'll see, if a person is a suffolk with an eyes mechavan, he wasn't mechavan by the first bracha, says the Bir Halacha, the best thing to do is wait till the shatz gets after the first bracha, and listen to the shatz and be yetz with the shatz. Now, let's say the shatz wasn't mechavan. So you can't be yetz with the shatz, before if the shatz wasn't mechavan. Maybe we'll get the Shemei Kohenah, whether or not you could have if the person that's saying it was mechavan, the person that's listening was mechavan, does that work? But over here, Savisai, you don't need the kavana lechera of the shatz. You could be yetz without kavana. That would be the best Eitzah in such a case. The last halacha here is Sif Beis, Chidush Zesh Omarnu, Hushi Chadush Zavar Bechol Brocha, Beim Tzayis Mein HaBrocha, Beim Chidush Afilu Brocha Achayis, Dayuk Dei Lo Yidiyah, Shehin Adavar Lo Yechayimah. The way that the Mechaber Paskins, he brings down, even though L'chur the Torah went not this way, this is the Shittas HaRambam, L'chadchili Yafi Mechadush Zavar Bechol Brocha U'Brocha, Kinira, that you have to vise in every bracha that this is an adava. You're showing, look at this, the whole tefillah is a different tefillah than I'm davening beforehand. The sibas ha-tefillah, the reason why I'm davening this tefillah is not because I'm a chuyiv. In every bracha I'm saying it's a different bracha than every bracha that I had beforehand. Now that if you might have anything in the Gemara Rishonis, Gemara Achronis. But all the rest of the bracha, it's in a chanami, you're able to be moisif, and b'meil you should be moisif, to vise that this Shmoneh Esrei is a different Shmoneh Esrei. Be the Eved, as long as you mechadesh shum davar, that's enough, and you'll be yotzei. The way that the Mechaber says it is kedei lo hidiyah shehi nedava v'loi chayvo. To vise that it's a nedava v'loi chayvo. The lechura, maybe that's the Indian of safik. We said that we mentioned before, and when a person is a safik ispal, that he's mispal even without any chiddush, because ein lecha chiddush gadol mizeh. What does it mean ein lecha chiddush gadol mizeh? Ein lecha chiddush gadol mizeh. What do you mean mechadish? You mechadish that you're being yotzei your chiv. Before you had a suffix whether or not you were yetzei, and now you're vada yetzei. That's the chiddush, but it's more than that. It's that the nekuda of chiddush is to show that this is not a tefillah that I'm a chuyiv. The reason why I'm davening this tefillah is not because I'm a chuyiv. I'm not davening the same tefillah as I davened beforehand. I'll show you that it's not the same tefillah because I'm davening something else different that I didn't daven the last time. It's not a regular tefillah. It's not the algamein Shmoneh Esrei. So too, when a person is a suffix and he's davening to be yetzei the day the suffix. Then in a chanami, the reason why it's in the chiddush gadol mizeh is because the siba why I'm davening is not because of chayvam. The siba why I'm davening is because I'm a suffix. That's the reason why the entire Shmoneh Esrei I'm davening. I don't need to be mechadish by davar. It's clear here that the reason why I'm davening is not because of chayvam. That's the chiddush. The chiddush is to show that it's not because of chayvam that I'm davening. By a suffix, you don't have to show that. It's pashut. The whole Shmoneh Esrei is the reason why I'm davening is to be yetzil day suffix. Memela, ain't it tzarich lechadish by davar. And Sif Gimel is Ein Hatzibim Respalant Tfilas Nedava Klal. And a Reitel Espal, Sif Dalet, and this is what we pass, and a Reitel Espal Tfilas Nedava, you have to be Makir, Es Atmei Zoriz V'Zoriv Omer V'Dai Shiyuch Lecham Tfilas Meresh V'Atsayf. That means even though during a regular Shemana Esrei, we hope that we have Kavana at least for the first Bracha. But here, it's not going to help you. Even if you know for sure you can have Kavana for the first Bracha. Meresh V'Atsayf. Avlam Ein Yoch Lecham In Yofa Kvina Be'i Loma Li Reiv Zav Chechem V'Alavai Shiyuch Lecham In B'Shalish Tfilas HaKavuyis L'Yerim. That's Simen Kuf Zayin, Simen Kuf Tes. Reiz Hashem, the Elim should finish today. It's not that long. And more Vaitar, I hope to give out Mar Makremis shortly. To say something, how could you not? And how could you yes? There's nothing to say, really. There is nothing to say. There's really nothing to say. I'm just going to say over one Nakuda what I heard B'Shem Mashkiach who spoke in the shul that I daven in. Klapi the Niftar and Klapi us. It's hard to digest B'chlal what happened. The people that went to be Mis'aleh, to be get a chizik in Ruchnias. Some people get a chizik for the entire year from the Ruchnias, from going to B'Shem Ruchai. And there's electricity there. There's something there. It's after Kabbalah Samach Shemayim. How do you understand it? You can't understand it. So he's saying that we find by Rabbi Akiva when the Rizurik, his boss of Mr. Grishal Barzel, that the Malachim said to Rabbi Nishalim, Zutari is a scharl. And he says, Shtoik, kach also the funny b'machshava. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Shtoik, kach also the funny b'machshava. She says, what type of answer is that? Zutari is a scharl. What's the answer? Shtoik, kach also the funny b'machshava. So Shlok Kadosh brings down, he says that we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu was all of b'machshava, liveris as a oilom b'midas adin. Rosh o'ino oilom miskayim, v'shitif yom b'midas harachamim. The machshava lefanav was that he should be buried the oilam b'midas adin. Rosh ha'in oilam miskayim. People can't handle midas adin. Like the Mesillas Yesharim is marich. He says that midas adin means that the smallest infraction that a person does to Ribbono Shel Olam, he wasn't mechavim by one shein of Hashem. He loses his chus ha'chaim. That's it. It doesn't make a difference what the person did wrong. Midas adin means how could it be the buried kol olam is. He's been giving you the ability to breathe at this second and you weren't mechavim what you're saying. How could it be? Midas Adin doesn't allow for anything. Rosh Ein Olam Miskayim, people can't live like that. Memele Shita Fi Midas Aracham. However, there's certain people that are able to, certain matzavim, certain people, that they're able to live with Midas Adin. Rebbe Akiva was one of them. Rebbe Akiva was one of those people that was able to live with Midas Adin. Chazal say in Erchan, he says that if a Kadosh Baruch Hu in Mayim the Ovis Bedin, they wouldn't Einu Yochel Iskayim Bedin, Kilo it says. The Sforner says this trap and again to Yaakov Avinu. He says that Yaakov Avinu says, "Nosam li lechem lechol vebega lilbeish v'shafti b'shom aveis ovi v'yoshem li lelekim." Right? If a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives me food and drink and he brings me back home, v'ahoya shem li lelekim. Pasha pshat mashma like Ribbono Shel Olam. If you give me what I need, then you'll be my Ribbono Shel Olam. But if not, Sforner says no. V'ahoya shem li lelekim yud kei vav kei will be lelekim. Yud kei vav kei, which is midas harachamim. I'll be makabel on myself the midas adin elikim, which is midas adin, and I'm willing to go up a notch. I'm willing to live my life on a whole higher level, a whole higher darga of din. The certain matzavim that it's a matzav of din, matzav of kabbalah samach shemayim in a place that people coming to misale, it's din. That's to show the din of the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's no other way to explain it, and there's no way that we can understand that. Shtak, that's really what he was telling the malachim. Shtoik kach also lafonai b'machshava. Kach also the fun of Machshava means this is how was all of Machshava to be buried the Olam with Midas Adin. And certain times there's Midas Adin, there's the Ribbono Shel Olam shows Midas Adin. And there's no way to explain it, there's no way to understand it, because we can't comprehend Midas Adin. Midas Adin is so, there's a mokim that there was so much shlemus there. There was so much shlemus. When a person reaches to a certain darga, then Midas Adin is teveh even for the smallest infraction, even for the smallest whatever. We can't understand it. We can't understand it, and we'll never know why. But it's certainly a message for us. There's no way that it's not a message for us. And it's a message for the Shemitah Torah Mitzvahs more than anybody else. Because all the times there's Corona, and there's other things. Corona hit the whole world. Corona didn't just hit the Shemir Torah mitzvahs. And there's always excuses and there's always answers. But sometimes when it's clearly the Shemir Torah mitzvahs that are getting hit, clearly, beyond, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is talking very clearly. And even though we don't know specifically what it's from, we don't know why it happened, but he's definitely talking to us clearly. I heard two daheres that, when I get to one, a person said that it was similar by the Magifa in the times of Rebbe Akiva, the Tamid Rebbe Akiva. There was Magifa, and there was hundreds of people being nifter every single day. Up to Lag Ba'omer, then the Magifa stopped. So we had a similar thing. We had a Magifa, we had Corona for the past, and a tremendous amount of people were nifter. And Lag Ba'omer came, and we think that this is the time that's Kilu, this was the time that everybody's going back. This is the first time that it's like no Corona. Up until now, Purim, Hanukkah, Pesach, everything was Hagbalot, something, now everybody's together. Now, and the Rebbeinu shows, no, it's not, the Magifa is not over, unfortunately. He's clearly giving us a message. And there's no, very often a person can say, it's from this Chug, it's from that place, it's from that. There's no Chug, there's Litvish, there's Hasidish, there's Svardim, there's Chutznikim, there's Eretz Yisrael, there's Bachrim, there's Balabatim, there's no one you could say that, oh, I'm not part of that Chug. It's all part. And there's Bnei Chabura, there's people from Yeshiva. How many people from Yeshiva? Bachrim from Yeshiva. Alumni from Yeshiva. People, I know from my block, there's somebody lost two brothers. The next block over, father was Nifter. And there's no one that could say that it's not jayach to me. A person can't continue in his matzah without something changing. Something has to change. What is it that changes? It doesn't have to be something big, because if it is something big, then it's not going to last. But a person has to really sit down with himself and say, something has to change here. The Ribbono Shel Olam is talking loud and clear. What is it that has to change? So everybody likes to hear from somebody else, this is what has to change. I'm certainly not going to say that. I'm not going to say it, not because Loinovi Anoichi, Lebenovi Anoichi, and I can't tell you what it is. Those get unzogin, that's pasha that I have no idea. I don't even have to say that. But the reason is also because when you give a certain thing, you should be mechaven asher yotzer. So Chaim Yankel and Shimon David, I am really mechaven asher yotzer. So it's not a get to me. You should be mechaven on yourself not to leave early from Seder. I don't leave early from Seder, so it's not a get to me. And the Chanami, every person has their own thing. And every person has to sit down and someone say, Ribbono Shel Olam is talking to me. And it's not, you can't push it off to the next person. Ribbono Shel Olam is talking to me. And the three basic things, Tshuva, Tefillah, Tzedakah, like it was Chaim said, but Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim, those are the three main things. Torah is Magen U'Matzlin. A Chizik in Torah is the third, that's the first place to start. Chizik in Torah is the first place to start, besides that the time is a time which is the Sugal for Chizik in Torah. Torah is Magen U'Matzlin. Bein Odeh Asik Bei, Bein Odeh Asik Bei. And Mamela, that's the first place to start. Whatever it is, whatever the Chizik in Torah is, whether it's Friday's Shabbos, whether it's a night sitter, whether it's the time that you come, whether it's the time that you leave, whether it's how much you learn, whether it's how much you schmooze, whether it could all be whatever the nekud is, whatever the small nekud is that a person has to realize, that's a great place to start. Chazor on what you learned. Tefillah. Halavai shiuchu lechavim mishalis tefillahs akvilis yirim. There's so much that our tefillahs lack, unfortunately. Shulchan Aruch is already saying this hundreds of years ago. Halavai that we can mispalel even the first bracha of the shalish tefillahs bayayim. All these halachis are because the person is spacing out. Safik yispalel, safik lo yispalel. How can you have such a massive of safik yispalel, safik lo yispalel? The person doesn't know whether or not he davened. How does he not know whether he davened? It's nice with the chassam sefer. I said with a bunch of ilum. So the chassam sefer, he would eat while he was learning. One time with mashbak, his gabbai said he doesn't even notice what he eats. So he got a gishmak of a lunch. I'm interested. Kitzur, he ate the lunch. Kitzur, some sefer asked him afterwards. He said, what happened to my lunch? He said, the Rebbe ate it already. So he said, I'll tell you the emes. It's kendine that I ate at lunch and I didn't even realize that I ate it. He says, but it's not shaykh that I made a bracha and I don't remember that I made a bracha. That's kendine. And unfortunately, I think it's fakir by many people. Whether you ate or not, that you're not going to forget. A bracha? I said a bracha, I didn't say a bracha. I'm not sure. And Gemilas Chasadim. Gemilas Chasadim is Mavel Midesov, is Shalom Bayis, is Shalom Shechenim, is Shalom with Chavrusa, is Shalom, is Gemilas Chasadim, is so much that can be done, especially in the Matziv now. matzev of somebody here doesn't have family. I'm not saying that's what people should do. There's plenty what to do. Gmil Chassadim at all times. And a lot of people that in the same chabur as you, in the same block as you, in the same, there's so much that can be done. There's so much, and that's Gmil Chassadim begufay, but there's Gmil Chassadim be midoysav, and that's the shalim, which is so imperative and so necessary. Between not to speak about other people, not to speak about other chugim, not to speak about, here's the zemaka that was to all the Klal Yisrael. There was achdus between all the Klal Yisrael, but unfortunately in such a terrible way. Our avodah should be achdus the other way, to make achdus that it should be shalom, not to speak about, there should never be a matziv, a person wants something, be makabel on himself. Not to speak about other people by the table, Shabbos table. Not to speak about other chugim, not to speak about other people, not to speak about for yourself, for your children, for whoever, your guests. Not to speak, that's never to speak, but certainly one place is not to be, that's not what you're giving over by the Shabbos table. That's a place of Malkim, that's a Malkim. We should only be Mizbasir, Besuris, Tevis, Yeshuas, Venechamis.